You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 29%. That's the share of American consumers who say they wouldn't be willing to go back to dine-in restaurants within the first 3 months of reopening, according to a new survey. Outright majorities of Americans are unlikely to go back to movie theaters, sports events, hotels, air travel, and public transit until at least 3 months have passed. The data fit with the experiences of other countries, which show that lifting restrictions on businesses and personal movement aren't sufficient to restore economic activity to pre-virus levels. The virus itself is the problem, and until people feel safe, many will be unwilling to go out and spend in person. The next number up is $67 billion. That's the difference between how much Americans should have received in unemployment benefits since the coronavirus crisis began and how much they actually got, according to a new analysis from Bloomberg. About a third of the money that should have been distributed to jobless Americans hasn't yet been disbursed. The gap reflects the weaknesses in America's unemployment insurance system, which was built more than half a century ago and was never designed to handle tens of millions of new claims at once. Some states use software written in COBOL, an ancient programming language that few engineers today even know. Analysts who assume the amount of income support approved by Congress is sufficient may therefore be surprised when it turns out administrative backlogs have prevented money from getting where it needs to go. The economy could fail to snap back the way they expect. Our last number is 73%. That's the share of net value added by U.S. non-financial corporations paid to workers in the first quarter of 2020, according to new data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. It's the most that workers have received since 2003. The reason is that the decline in American business output in the first quarter was absorbed entirely through lower after-tax profits rather than layoffs. The labor share often peaks at the beginning of recessions because companies try to avoid firing employees before they feel they have no choice. More recent data suggests companies have since focused on their bottom lines by shedding tens of millions of workers to cut costs in the face of collapsing demand. The first quarter number therefore probably represents the end of the gradual increase in the labor share from its recent low in 2013, when the labor share was just 67%. That bottom, in turn, was the endpoint of a sustained decline in worker power from the previous high in 2001, when the labor share peaked at 77%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.